Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome back to I'm Live. My name's Sholda Toy, and this is Tech Impact, where we have a look at what the impact is that tech has on our lives. And I thought it worthwhile to start this conversation off. I know you should look at tech, and I'm going to share what OpenAI and Google and stuff is doing like now. Microsoft, in case you've missed it, is doing the same thing. They're involving AI into their basic coding systems in order for the software, meaning your phone or Apple or the app, if you use the app, would be able to compile emails and all that stuff, which they've obviously done forever. But now you can speak to them in a natural language and they will be able to dictate further. And they will be able to detect anxiety, depression, mental health issues and stuff like that. Which leads me to the question, how close are we to living the movie Big Hero 6? I know it sounds like satire when I'm asking you this, but have you considered it? Now, if you've never seen Big Hero 6, it's a Disney movie about this guy, he's developing robots, and then he develops this massive robot, which is like, it's got all these funny bots, and it's got this, I think it's like an inflatable outer shell, so he won't be able to hurt people. But he's a medical assistant, and he can anticipate what people would feel like and how they need to respond to that which is happening, right? Big Hero 6, it's such a cool movie. I absolutely love it. If there's something that tech has impacted in my life and something that you need to go check, go check that out. Go check Big Hero 6 out. Not the animated series one. That's unfortunately not so cool. But I love the Big Hero 6 vibe. It's also a Marvel thing. Marvel and Disney working together. But that what we are developing now is actually something that's been in the writings in comic books, which is actually Big Hero 6, right? The movie. And now OpenAI is telling us, like, listen, guys, we're starting to detect mental health issues. We can detect anxiety. We can detect depression in the way that voicings are being done. Apparently, they've tested it with like 5,000 people. And every time OpenAI is correct. And now they're trying to move it to the medical field. So what would probably happen is that we can walk into hospital rooms, into ER, and the doctor then, or the AI doctor that would be there, or the computer that would be there, can detect what's wrong with you and then actually just send you in the correct way. And there will be probably less medical negligence cases like that, which is cool. But that brings me to the second question. And this is something that I think will stir in the heart of you, stirs in the heart of Given, and in my own heart. And that is, have you noticed how much technological advances we have is something that we've been seeing in movies? And that is what's so cool about being creative and actually living out your creativity. That you can sit and you can create sort of a device or a world or whatever, and you can write it into a book and write it into movies. And then years down the line, probably the chances do exist that you won't ever be able to see it. But years down the line, you will be able, or people will be able to use that which you've written into your movie. Right? If I can give you a simple example of that. Obviously, I've told you now about what's happening and Big Hero 6. The other one is there's a movie called Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, right? That what you and I know today as an iPad, the tablet, the portable tablet computer, that is actually a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the device that was used in the book, right? It's a book and it's about this device, but that's the device, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. These boards that the children, I don't know, I've seen too many fail army videos of grown-ups using them, but those hoverboards which you lean forward and you fly forward and backwards, that's something from a movie called Back to the Future in the late 1980s. Right, so the technology has probably always just been there. It's just not been able to be affordable for most people. And what I'm heading at now is, like, I don't want to talk about AI because I know people say it's the industrial revolution of our era. I know all these things. But what I want you to do is that there's certain senses in you and I have got that have been blessed with creativity that we can develop, we can create, and we will still be advanced, more advanced than AI.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. IAM Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.